This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are live talking about automotive again. It's funny, that's what we do every Saturday morning, huh, Brendan?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. But you are right, we were having a conversation. Brendan brought us, you got some struts put on your car, didn't you?
I got some brand new struts and shocks on my car, and let me tell you,
that little rogue rides like a dreamboat.
I you know what? I remember like it was yesterday when that car drove nicely. And yeah, now it's actually was yesterday.
Now it actually was yesterday.
Yeah. No, it was really nice. I really enjoy it. Boy, oh boy, do I have some repairs to get on that car. That's for sure. It's getting quite expensive there, but I'll get it done over time for sure.
Well, you know. It's I know, just the other, but I will tell you, struts are one of the things, struts and shocks, you replace those. Mm-hmm. Those and tires are one of the things that totally change the ride of a vehicle.
For sure.
Back
for sure.
To like the way it was, you know.
I don't know if you heard the recording of the call, but your gentleman said, not to sound like a salesperson, but if I could play your struts as like an accordion, you got something going on there.
They said that to you?
Yeah.
I did not hear the call.
It's either struts or, again, I should say the shocks, right? Because the shocks are the ones that can, that
the
have.
Shocks and struts do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's gotcha. Just a different design.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Like, McPherson struts are a design where, so you typically you have no upper control arm when you have struts. You just have a lower control arm.
Yeah, that, gotcha. So. Okay.
Shocks are usually, they're just, there's not a spring incorporated in most of them. Mm-hmm. So they're just a shock assembly that dampens. And you know what a shock and struts job really is?
Well, I assume it's to help with the suspension of the car if I would have it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's it's for the ride and stuff, suspension that. Mm-hmm. But its job is actually to keep the tires flat on the ground. So it's always pushing them down so that, you know, now it takes the vibration and things out of the passenger compartment ride, mm-hmm. but its job is truly to keep the tires of the car on the ground. So really bad shocks and struts, you've seen a car bounce when it goes down the road and it keeps bouncing, mm-hmm. Becomes a safety concern because the tires are also jouncing off the road. Couple things happen there. When you go to try to stop, you don't have full contact on mm-hmm. the ground all the time. So therefore, it's a longer distance to actually stop. The car can be squiggly. You know, it doesn't handle very well mm-hmm. as far as that goes and those kind of things. But it also, what it does is tends to cup tires really bad because the tire's coming off the ground and then it hits the ground again. Now, obviously, you can't see this. It's very minuscule. Mm-hmm. But what happens is it starts to cup rubber out of the tires. So it can destroy new tires pretty quickly, too.
And of course,
so how do you like that?
And
a
of
little
course,
lesson.
That causes a lot more costs in the long run when you don't prevent it from that early on. So
the other thing that it does if they're really bad is starts to wear joints on the car, such as ball joints, control arm bushings, things like that.
Yeah. So probably explains my lower control arm damage that I had.
Oh, did you need lower earlier. Control arms too?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember. That was the one where at first it was making clunking sounds, and then I brought it back in and they readjusted everything.
Uh-huh.
That was like one of those parts that wasn't factory, if I remember correctly, too. You said this other company makes much better control arms.
TRW, Moog, companies like that often make better control arms, ball joints, things like that.
But the struts and shocks factory, too?
Possibly not, because OEM, it depends on what it is, but most cars, production cars, OEM shocks and struts aren't the highest quality. So we go with something like a Monroe or there, I mean, there's a lot of different aftermarket options that are designed and engineered better, higher quality. So yeah, lots of options out there for good quality too. So it just depends. Yeah, those are definitely aftermarket on your vehicle on the Rogue. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some vehicles that have like a special... Chrysler uses a suspension system on several Jeeps that requires a nitrogen charge in that. Mm-hmm. Usually we use OEM shocks and struts on those. But and then we also have the tool for the nitrogen charge. If you run into that with your vehicle, most general auto repair shops won't be able to fix it.
Right.
But we bought the whole setup for it because we see a lot of them and we've done a lot of suspension with Jeeps.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of that, did you hear all this auto news that we've been having this week?
I mean, what's going on?
Well, first off, if you own a Jeep, be very, very careful. There's been a huge, huge uptick on Jeep robberies as of late, actually, because of
as far as stealing them?
Or? Yes, there's been a viral trend to hack into the key fob and actually steal other people's Jeeps now is what's going on. So this was almost, I wouldn't say it's sort of similar in the sense of like it's a viral trend for the Hyundais and the Kias too, where Honda had to put out a software update on the cars to make sure that the auto lock system would work and therefore you wouldn't have your car sold.
And Honda, we called over 4,000 Civics this week for wheel issues.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a whole bunch of recalls too for that one.
Yep.
But yeah, there's been a huge increase in that one.
So when you say Jeep thefts,
yes,
you mean people just randomly stealing them or do you mean people like carjacking them?
I believe carjacking, but I got to sneeze.
Whoa!
I have to sneeze here.
Go ahead, go sneeze.
But
hit the sneeze button.
Oh, okay. I don't have a sneeze button. Oh. It's not coming out yet, so
okay.
I think I'm good for a little bit. Watch me just sneeze out of nowhere. But yeah, apparently there's been a huge increase on Jeep vehicles being stolen.
Oh, okay.
And I will have to find the story again here because I...
I'm wondering if there's people producing keys and stealing them, or if that's my question, or if you're talking about being like carjacked, like all of a sudden carjackers just decided there's a grate to steal. So it's hard to tell. The problem with carjacking, which is never a great idea, obviously, it's a violent crime. But also, when you get the person out of the car, you're going to have to ask them for their key. What if, you know, like when you get in your Rogue and drive away, your key stays in your pocket, right?
Right.
Well, you yank the person out of their car and throw them on the side and drive away in their car. Guess what? Pretty soon you're not going to be able to do much.
Unless, obviously, too, if you have a Nissan Rogue and they say the recall's on your key fob and they're going to put a screw to make it permanently stick out like that. But, you know, that's another story.
That's a whole nother story. But in my case, also for my truck, I have an app on my phone for my truck so I can turn it off. So as you go around the corner, I'm just going to turn the truck off.
Yeah. Isn't there like an extra cost to it though, right?
My app?
No. Yeah, the app situation.
No, the Ford Garage came with my truck.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I don't pay anything for it except for, you know what? Actually, you know what? I don't pay anything for the, because the truck's hooked to Wi-Fi all the time. So it's got its own little satellite going on thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still trying to find this story here because for some reason I'm not seeing it. I saw it on Facebook a bunch of times.
Okay. Well, so some good news that I do have today.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I don't know about good. As we were predicting and talking about several times, I have, automakers are pulling back on EV promises, focusing on hybrids and affordable options amid stalling luxury EV sales. EVs sales have started to go into the tank a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that goes, regulatory changes like the fuel economy rollbacks that this administration is doing and supply chain issues like the aluminum plant fires affecting Jeep reshaped the industry pretty quickly. Key stories include Ford and Toyota investing in hybrid production. Hybrid's a way better way to go. It really is. I mean, it's just, you know, as far as fuel economy and that.
I found the information if you want me to quickly read it here.
Sure. Let me finish this.
Yeah, hey, go for it.
There are new EV models launching Tesla Model 3 in Europe that's cheaper EV as far as that goes. But and, of course, the recalls from the Honda Civics we just talked about. with industry insiders seeing cars piling up and predicting potential fire sales coming soon. Okay, go ahead, hit it.
Okay, so there's a growing trend online which shows people how to clone your key fob, and people are using that video specifically to help make cloned key fobs in order to steal other people's Jeeps.
I believe that.
Okay. Now, the El Cajon police have made a public statement saying, because of this uptick, we ask that you park in a garage or a well-lit area, use a steer wheel lock, and enable tracking security features that come with your car. If you see something suspicious, please call the non-emergency line at 619-579-3311. Otherwise, please report right away if your vehicle is stolen to 911. So,
yeah, please do.
Yeah, for sure. but that's the growing trend situation. So I wonder if Jeep is going to make a public statement or at least do some sort of thing like Hyundai. And again, I think it was Kia was the other one. I keep forgetting which is the other vehicle that was being stolen at the time a bunch of times before their software update and the anti-lock system that they were.
Oh, Kias were being stolen.
It was Kias. Okay, good. So it was Kias.
You're right. Absolutely about that. Yeah. So market dynamics, though, on new cars. A surplus of new cars, 90-plus day supply is growing in the U.S. with some brands like VW, Audi, and Jeep facing significant stock, while Japanese brands like Honda and Toyota maintain tighter supply. So, you know, we had a issue with COVID and chips and everything, and the car inventory went way down. It's starting to come back up and meet back up where it was. So they're going to, that 90-day supply is a good set. There was a fire at an aluminum plant, idled a Stellus Jeep plant, and automakers are seeking alternatives to Chinese rare earth magnets for motors still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one I remember hearing about, and we reported it pretty early, and there's been a pretty big increase on that situation to aluminum factories.
They use a lot of aluminum.
Yeah, so. It's true. It's true. The other thing too I did hear about was Trump's administration. They're proposing a new fuel economy standard for vehicles because it was implemented under President Biden's administration, the last one. So. This new one would need to meet less stringent vehicle mileage requirements for vehicles. Mm-hmm. Fuel economy rules are overseen by NHTSA under what's known as CAFE or Corporate Average Fuel Economy Standards. Mm-hmm. The rules aim to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help consumers save money on gas. Critics of the fuel standards have long argued that they are costly for automakers, which must make the technological improvements to reduce fuel usage, raising vehicle prices. I know when he was making that public statement, he mentioned specifically Ford, saying like Ford's been breathing down my neck like crazy for the past couple of years trying to get this all figured out. So gotcha. I do appreciate you guys over at Ford for opening my eyes to this situation and so on and so forth. So, but I bet it wasn't just Ford for sure. I bet a lot of automakers.
But Ford uses a lot of aluminum because their beds of their trucks and that are aluminum.
Yeah, I was also going to say General Motors too for that.
They
matter,
do.
Too,
they obviously. Do. They do.
Yeah. It says here that the fuel economy proposal that was rolled back under Biden's administration aimed raising the minimum gas mileage for passenger cars and light trucks by the model year of 2031. And then the new rule says here that I'm trying to see where it is. If the proposal eventually does help lower vehicle prices, he said, it will happen years from now, not in the coming weeks or months, which makes sense. A lot of things happen very, very slowly. The administration scraped the EV tax credits in September and has also proposed rules to eliminate gas emission regulations across the country, which I thought they already did.
Yeah, they're rolling a lot of that back. So that's for sure. And that's one of the reasons why the EV is starting to they're dropping back, focusing on hybrids, things like that. More affordability for people, to be honest with you. These cars are cheaper than these EVs that, as far as that goes, in several aspects of the way. So it's just funny how market trends trickle down and change everything, right?
Right.
And something as simple as not simple, but like a fire, aluminum fire at a plant, you know, different things like that really affect the market when it comes to these vehicles and the economy for everybody across the nation.
By the way, the clip is only a minute 31 seconds. If you guys do want to watch his announcement about the whole thing,
Trump's announcement.
Oh, gotcha. He does the usual Trump kind of speaking.
Of course he does.
Where he goes, under the Biden administration, this was a terrible, terrible enactment that they have tried. So we are changing it. Keep in mind, I'm not the one that put out these standards. This was a previous president that did. I'm changing it for the better. That's right. Like, he'll take small little jabs.
Correct. But the true fact to this is the new Green Deal stuff they were doing, the push on all of that, has definitely affected the cost of vehicle manufacturing and all those items out there. So for sure, without question. So hopefully the things will start to get cheaper. We do know that across the nation, not here in California much, but across the nation, I was looking at spots like Texas and that, as far as the cost of fuel is way down compared to what it was. So there are some things changing, which is good for all you folks out there driving around, especially us folks that are driving our ICEs.
I was going to say, yeah, the Texas fuel price, I think last time I looked it up, because
there was a guy just talking on the radio that he's talking that he lives in Texas, $2.12 a gallon he paid.
We were talking with a person in San Antonio. They said $2.57. And okay. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, wasn't in a bigger town in Texas. So, yeah but $2.12 a gallon he paid for fuel. He said he just filled his car up.
And how much is it here in San Diego still?
Too much.
$4.50
a gallon. Yeah, $4.50 a gallon. Well, depending on what you buy, obviously.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook post this morning, like, get to Costco it's $3.75, and I'm like, yeah, but
that's actually a really good deal.
It is a great deal, but at the same time, look at the kind of gas you're getting at
that
Costco.
That is, well, there's no major additives in it. You're right, for sure. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our first break. I do want to let you know, this segment of Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by CRC Parts Cleaner and Degreaser. Formulated to destroy the toughest oil, dirt, and grime from metal automotive parts, including carburetors, air intakes, engine components, suspension parts, and more. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio again. Today, what are we talking about? Reasons why cars break down, but everything else automotive related, obviously. Give us a call here at 1-888-2- Oh, I lost that, didn't I? 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about for sure. As we're always talking everything cars. Good stuff. Always. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for well over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years at that location. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks right there in the San Diego Central over there on Balboa for well over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog. Taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission. North County Coastal up there, taking care of folks. AAA approved for well over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced, repaired, and find out what quality automotive services repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs on approved credit. Just stop in and ask one of our service consultants or service managers at our locations how to get you all set up, and they will. I also suggest if you're having any concerns with your vehicle, whether it be drivability, transmission, cooling, overheating, AC, no matter what it is, we diagnose your vehicle. Get your vehicle in and let it be diagnosed by a qualified technician at a quality facility. Best money ever spent. Say that all the time. Saves you tens of thousands of dollars over a lifetime versus throwing parts at a vehicle. But just jump on westautomotivegroup.com and you can check it out from there and make an appointment, and we'll get you in and get you taken care of, because we're here to help you with your vehicle needs. Anything from minor oil changes all the way to major diagnosis and repair. Doesn't matter what it is on your car. If it's broken, we'll get it fixed. If it needs serviced, we'll get it serviced. It's the way we do it. So anyway, while you're on westautomotivegroup.com, you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or better known as X, or Instagram. We always send tips and things out. Brendan got like 7 pie recipes and made them all.
Delicious.
So you can also check out Auto Talk Radio from there, or my Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5. And you can pick up the podcast anytime at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. So good stuff here as far as it goes. Any good callers this morning so far? I see you keep answering the phone, but nobody's on this call screen.
Right? Yeah, the person that keeps calling, they are having issues with both their computer and in general, it's hard to hear them and stuff like that. So,
okay.
But they're just listening in through the phone to see if it's a little bit better to listen to the show. So,
okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, good. Hopefully they can hear us, because this is the most important show of the day.
It sure is. Sure is.
Of the week.
Yeah. So we were talking a couple of things very quickly. Number one was the gas price. One of the big news this week was that the national gas price itself is averaging below $3 a gallon, which is the lowest since 2021. The other thing, too, to keep in mind was obviously who was Trump was shouting out a particular kind of vehicle to be built in the U.S. He wants to build K cars, I believe they're called.
Well, key cars. Key. Yeah, yeah. But they call them cute.
Cute cars. first off, I hate the look of them. I hate them. They're tiny, tiny vehicles, so I don't.
All right, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so these cars are not made to look pretty. These cars are for low cost A to B transportation, plain and simple. If you don't have that's really the whole idea behind them, right? They're called ultra compact cars. They're highly popular in Japan, which makes a lot of sense because Japan is very tight. If you've ever been there,
yes,
there's not a lot of spare room. Lots of population, small country. They currently don't meet federal standards for new vehicles in the U.S. So
I just know that certain states have already passed them as legal cars, like Colorado was recently this year.
Probably.
And there was probably a few more states. I want to say Texas and Utah.
But I wonder how you're getting, they have to be, the one thing, there's, it doesn't matter what state says they're legal, because they have to pass federal safety standards and federal emission standards. Those are two things that are a requirement for any car to be sold in the United States of America, period. And then states can add, like California had its own emission standards, right?
Right.
States can do that part. They can add to it. But I don't think they can forego the federal safety standards that I'm aware of.
Yeah, because federal law trumps state law, everything.
Yeah, I like how you put Trump's, that in there. Good job. Good job. They should hire you for the Trump administration, because you throw his name out there all the time. But go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, I was just going to quickly say the other states, I made a mistake. There's the other states that do legalize so far, and it's saying that it's only limited to farm and agriculture use. So I wonder if that's another gray area where they can possibly say it's okay. Is Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia, and West Virginia.
So farm laws are different.
Okay.
You can use dye diesel in farm equipment. Mm-hmm. You can't use it over the road. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's different rules for farm stuff. So, But what are you going to do? You can't even fit a cow on that thing. No answer to that, huh? He took his headphones off. He's answering the phone right now. So all good stuff. But these—they're little cars. They're good. I mean, if they're looking for a vehicle that's very economical. Brendan doesn't have his headphones on, but it reminds me of the Yugo, is what it reminds me of. Back they were. Let me think about this. $3,400 or something like that for one. What was there? $29.95 or I don't know. There's very interesting though for sure. But those were cheap and you could get them for sure. So they're working on a lot of different things when it comes to these. Without question, we'll see what happens as we go along the way. They're saying that that's what they want to do with them. So we'll see. And I do know that he does want these cars sold in the U.S. And also he's stating pint-sized key cars. They call them KEI. He saw during his recent trip to Japan has paved the way for them to be made and sold in the U.S. despite concerns are too small and slow to be driven safely on American roads. So that's one of the things. Maybe they'll just be made for
the farm
in town, in town driving. You know, if you don't have to go over 45 mile an hour.
Yeah, all the states I've mentioned to you. The max speed you can go in those cars is 35. In Colorado,
is that the top speed of the car?
I don't know for sure. It just says that in states such as New Hampshire and New York, the key car can only travel 25 mile radius from the owner's residence and can only go at the most speed of 35 miles per hour or less. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Colorado says the exact same thing, 25 mile per hour or 25 mile radius, and they specifically say 25 miles per hour or lower for the speed for those cars. So I don't know. Take it as you will, I guess, with that whole thing. So,
yep, got it. So, one of the great things, failures, and I'll tell you what, man, we're seeing this a lot more. Just a heads up, the recalled 6.2 liter L87 engine on the Chevrolet GMC or Cadillac SUV requires the whole front end of the vehicle to be disassembled to replace it. Automotive dealers, industry decades push for cleaner, more fuel efficient engines has created unintended consequences. Today's advanced motors are far less tolerant of manufacturing imperfections than older engines could survive, which is true. We're running thinner oils and all that, which are required for the motors. Here's the biggest problem we see, not servicing your oil. The thing the manufacturers did was, if you remember this, and if you're a little light when it tells you when to change your oil, is extended out to 10,000 miles now. Is that a good idea, Brendan?
No,
of course. That's a terrible idea. So even with the great synthetic oils we have and everything, you should be servicing your engine oil 5,000 miles. I'm just telling you, 5,000 miles is fine, but you need to do it at 5,000 miles if you want to keep your oil. We are seeing vehicles with like 56 to 65,000 miles that engines are failing because people aren't servicing them. We have a vehicle in with an engine right now. It's a Range Rover, 57,000 miles, engine is coming apart. And it appears they never changed the oil in the car. Such a terrible thing. That will destroy a motor in a heartbeat. Not to mention when the oil gets that worn, it starts to suck it past the rings. It causes solidification of it and sludge. And things just go wrong from there. So make sure you're servicing your car properly. I'm a big proponent of that. And the reason why is it saves you thousands of dollars in a lifetime versus having to replace a motor on a car, which is quite expensive for sure. All right, real quick, let's grab Steve in Oceanside and see what he's got going on. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. The phrase I use is a little now or a whole lot later.
That's a great phrase. I'm going to use that if I can borrow that, if you don't mind.
I didn't pick it up. So the question I had, I'm going to go the one, you weren't live last week, and I have a question on the warranties. You said that, I believe, that you buy Kias for the shop because of their warranties.
Yeah, they have a 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And also, I buy them because of the cost of them, to be honest with you. They make we use the little Kia Soul. So, but yeah, they're going to stop making that car. This is the last year of it. So I don't know what we're going to do next. But for now, for the past at least about 14 years, we've been buying the Kia Souls. I can get them at a great price. We wrap them. They're roomy inside. They fit. You know, we can get three clients in them if we're running people home and stuff. They work really good. So, but cost wise, and they're pretty good on gas mileage too. But they have a long powertrain warranty. So, the key to that was cost wise. If I if we had a failure, you know, as far as that goes, it was free.
Yeah.
So
well, that's the other question was: is there any warranties that you guys actually recommend or could, you know? Which gives you the least grief?
There's a few out there, okay? And so, and I don't, as far as that goes, but what I can, So I will tell you this. Here's the thing to warranties. It's an insurance business. Most of the time I tell people, just don't buy them. I bought a brand new Ford Rangers, you know, in 20, I didn't buy an extended warranty on it because I'm just not going to. You probably won't use it. I service my car properly as far as that goes. The good ones are like if you buy a vehicle from Ford and you want to buy Ford's extended warranty and buy it before it's out of warranty, you're going to pay a lot for that warranty, but it covers a lot. You have a lot of options there, and they do stand by what they say they're going to cover. That's for sure. Here's the key to that. What they bank on and what happens, you sell that car long before you ever use that warranty is what happens.
Right.
So they make out. That's why I say don't buy those. But those warranties definitely do cover. So if you're going to buy a car and you're going to keep it for forever, you know, or you buy the extended warranty and you're going to drive it, keep it to 150,000 miles, which some of those go to. If you buy them while it's still under the manufacturer's warranty, you know what? And you need it, they do cover what they say. So the quality. A lot of the other after, and we'll call them aftermarket, everything that doesn't come from an actual manufacturer of the vehicle, because GM has theirs, Chrysler has theirs, especially the big three definitely have their own extended warranties that you can purchase through them when you buy a car new. The other aftermarket warranties, it's hit and miss. There's a lot of them out there. I will tell you this, the ones that advertise a ton aren't the best.
So
you see them all the time, you know. There's one you see if you watch national news or kind of national broadcasting, you know, you're picking up, or if you're streaming stuff, you'll see this one. But if you watch, this one can't even be sold in California.
Yeah.
So, but I'm serious, and it's one that has Dave Stahl's favorite racer girl on it selling it. What's her name? Danica.
Danica.
She's okay. First off, that's another insult to Dave.
I know, because he hates her. That's why I said Dave Stahl's
hates
favorite.
Her commentary. I mean, don't get me wrong; she's not the best, but you know, she's
a pretty nice girl. Let's not pick on
well,
her.
I'll say she is a pretty girl, at least.
Yeah, sure. She is a pretty girl, and she's smart. She's not an idiot. So you know, we're going to leave her alone. But my point is to this that some of these companies have hired people to. I blame the guy off Law and Order sells some of these too. What's his name?
Not Law and Order.
Ice-T.
I was going to say Blue Bloods as well, because I know, what's his name? Tom Selleck also does.
He doesn't sell extended car extended warranties.
I thought he does.
No, he sells house, what is that, reverse mortgages.
Oh, okay.
They're all selling something, right?
But Vivica A. Fox and the detective that's on Law and Order.
Ice-T. Isn't that Ice-T?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ice-T does do the reverse.
He sells those. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the point to this is there are some aftermarket out there, but you really have to research and find a quality one. And the thing is to reading the fine print on it for sure. That's all I could say to you. That's why I say to people, if you think you want to buy one of these, ask up. Actually, a lady that works here at the station bought one, was going to buy one for her car. I said, here's how we do this. Just tell them to send you the contract so we can read it. Let's read it. And read the contract. And I was like, see this where it says as like kind quality, doesn't cover this, doesn't cover that. We a prime example also, you have to obviously control costs for them. So like we have a vehicle that was in that the motor melted down on because it overheated, but it overheated because the radiator started to leak. And when it started to overheat, the girl didn't stop driving it. She drove it to, so wow. They declined the claim because it was neglect on her part. And they're really good at that. They find a lot of things to decline claims on. So I'm just fair warning. That's all I'm telling you. They're hard to, and a lot of times they're hard to deal with too. They'll say, we've had this before. We're fixing a car and they say, well, we can buy that part cheaper in the Midwest, so that's all that we'll pay for it. And then the client's left paying the rest of it. So, wow. I mean, it happens a lot. Or they say, we only pay, like the going shop rate in California, you know, is up around the high 180 to deal. Some dealers are up to almost 290 an hour,
yeah.
Where they'll say, we only pay 125 an hour. Nobody works for $125 an hour in the automotive field. I mean, as far as a shop labor rate. So customer's left. Yeah, it's not going to work out. Yeah. But the customer's left holding the rest of the bag is what happens, unfortunately. Yeah. Those are things we see just to understand what happens with those a lot, if that makes sense. Yeah.
No, it does, and it's just back to the first thing we talked about: a little now or a lot later. Just maintain your vehicle.
Maintain your vehicle. Keep it clean. Use the right chemicals. You know, doing all the right servicing and stuff, and you'll save yourself a lot of money. You're right, Steve, without question.
Yep. My son was in Japan as a civilian contractor for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
He bought one of those little K cars when he first got there. He was on military base,
mm-hmm.
and he paid $1,500 for it and sold it when he left 7 years later for $1,500.
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of like a golf cart that has a heater and an air conditioner and everything, right?
Well, yes, but the thing is that they, you know, those little mini trucks that a lot of the different Japanese manufacturers made, they're being imported here.
Oh, yeah.
And I see them all over a bunch of the military bases we've been on.
Oh yeah,
and so they're using them here. But
well, and but also once again, like Brendan said, you know that 35-40 mile an hour is what they run those things at. But which is there's not a speed over that on the military bases anyway. So they work really good for all their logistics and little service vehicles and all that. So I'm sure, yeah, what a great idea for cost wise too, huh?
Yeah, I can't remember the kilometer in miles per hour deal, but you know their speed limit is 100 kilometers an hour, and a lot of those little cars go that fast.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know which car, and I'll look it up that they're trying.
Yeah, to no, I'm not saying they won't go higher speeds, but yeah. Here in the States we don't want them on high traffic roads that run at higher speeds because of the safety of them. But when you're running them on a military base like Coronado or Camp Pendleton or anything like that, the top speed's like 40 mile an hour on the base. So they're right. That's why I'm just saying they're perfect for that safety-wise, yep. And everything else. They work out well and cost-effective. So I can see why they'd be going that way, and not a bad idea. You know, if you own like we were talking about farm stuff, you own a farm, those are great little trucks probably to haul hay, couple bales of hay here or there or whatever, you know, right. And you can even get your teenage kids or younger, you know, driving these things, doing farm duties, but staying on the property. So not a bad idea, I think. And the good news is we fix everything. So I'm fine with these cars. Let's get them in here.
Okay. The actual question I called about, I was in Auto Skills here at Pendleton yesterday and I had never seen this before. An idler pulley had no bearings in it whatsoever when he drove in. I'd never seen one disintegrate that bad.
Oh, I've seen it. It was making lots of noise, too.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. So,
but looking over that, it's like a, I can't remember what they call it, but it's like a CJ model, just a four-seater.
Mm-hmm.
It had the six-cylinder in it, and mm-hmm. what a dream to work on compared to all the other ones with all of, you know, congested engine compartment. My question is that I thought at times that you guys had said that different transmissions, and I couldn't remember if Jeep was one of them, that have an issue, or...
Oh, they all have an issue now.
Okay. This is a 97. So are they pretty reliable, or is there major flaws?
For the most part, if you service them, the biggest default in what happens, especially even with today's newer transmissions, is not servicing them because you wear things out. The contamination level goes up in the fluid. It becomes like sandpaper. We get the bores in the valve body get worn out. The valve stick, you burn a clutch plate, the trans is gone. And the transmissions are expensive nowadays. The 10 speeds we have and everything. You know, a transmission job, you can spend $10,000 as far as that goes. So we want to take care of them and service them. Tell people all the time, you know, 20,000 miles, change that fluid and filter. You're doing miracles for that gearbox when you do that. So, yeah, good idea for sure.
Okay. Is there any other inherent problems with this? Is kid, he'd never worked on a car before, brought it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so... it was interesting to watch. He didn't have a clue on tools or anything else, but we got him out.
Gotcha.
Is there any other inherent problems that he should watch out for?
You know, not really. Not on that vehicle. Not off the top of my head. Just you know, put a good eye on it. A great safety inspection. Check it out. As far as I mean, they have suspension component issues that wear on those sometimes. Jeeps had a lot of problems in Dodge with wheel bearings, to be honest with you. So good thing to keep an eye on as far as that goes. But you know, if you're inspecting the vehicle thoroughly every time he does an oil service on it, you'll catch all the. All the little things as they come through before they become really big things.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you guys so much.
Hey,
I
man.
Really do.
Thanks for your call. I always great to talk to you, Steve. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, all right?
Just real quick. The guy, I messaged you and the Midland Automotive up there in Tacoma.
Oh, yes.
We had used him before, and I'd lost his contact. And so when I sent the information to my son, he says, it's already here. I have his, you know, and so we took it in, and he did a good work. So
yeah, and I'm, I was actually, he added me. Obviously, your son told him that we referred you to him because he added me on Facebook recently. I was like, oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. So, but no, those guys do really great work up there. I've just heard about them. I've never talked to them directly, but I talk to people all over about different things, and that's why I recommended them, because there's nothing but great things said about them. And AAA, same thing. I called my AAA rep, and he talked to the AAA reps up there, and they said the same thing. Yeah, great facility. Great guys do good work. So I was very confident in referring your son to them for sure. But glad to hear it worked out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care. All right, buddy. Bye. All right. Some great stuff there for sure, without question. All right, folks. Geez, man. Time's just flying by, huh, Brendan? That's what happens.
No joking, yeah.
It's flying by, and we're having fun talking cars on the radio. All right. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of Brake Clean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease, used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes. It resists moisture and will not wash off. All CRC ceramic brake system grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. Learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com. This stuff's great. We use it like crazy. So brake service and repairs, it works really good stuff. All right, shall we take our last break here real quick?
If you want.
Should we just run it out?
I say let's run it out.
Let's just run it out. There is no reason for that. Yeah, so we'll just keep talking because we got lots to talk about. Well, we were talking about why cars break down, but got some really other great things. Also want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in. We'll get you a battery installed. We'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery. Battery for every need. High quality. All right. Let's see what Bruce has to say in Carlsbad real quick. Good morning, Bruce.
That K car that you've been talking about,
yes.
That's kind of a reinventing the wheel, if you think about it. That could take you back to 1930s Germany in a car that was for the folks, a car for the folks, which is loosely translated to Volkswagen.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that of course is also
it was very affordable. And it worked. And yeah, correct. You're right.
And no longer legal in California.
Correct. Well, emission wise, no longer legal in the United States of America at all.
Or safety.
Yeah, correct.
A couple months ago, you had a caller from Florida that you seemed to know, and he said the gas prices there were $1.68 a gallon. So
yep.
you shouldn't forget him.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah, we're the only ones that, well, us, Washington State, I know their gas prices stay high too. I'm not sure about the eastern, northern, the northeastern seaboard up there, New York and all that. I don't really follow it much, but I don't know about the gas price there. But Midwest, lower states, Texas, Arizona, yeah, they got some great, Florida, great gas prices for sure.
I guess you could come down to say that the bottom line is the attitude of the California voters. And
I'm going to throw it on the people in charge here.
They're voted into office. You remember that.
They are right. You are right. They do have somehow, I don't know. But we won't get into the ad how they get there. But hopefully soon they get out.
Exactly. You don't want to go too political, but consider Texas. And there's an interesting TV series on that called Landman. And it's shot in the Midland-Odessa oil region.
That is a great series, by the way.
Yes. And can you imagine that... being in California, boy, they would never go for that here.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Massive oil fields.
But thank those people because there's oil in everything that you wear, drive, walk on, drive on. Oil's used to make so many things.
Did you notice that one of the sponsors of that show was the American Petroleum Institute?
Absolutely. What a great place to advertise.
That's my input, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Take care now.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, we're running down to 2 minutes. That was quick, wasn't it? Show just flew by.
I'm telling you.
Always a pleasure being with you for an hour, Brendan.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We might have to extend this bad boy out to 2 hours. Who are we going to kick off for the next hour?
The next hour is a Forever Young show, which is like a health show. But
nobody's forever young. Exactly. That's no.
That's just a song title.
You can try to be. Well, maybe they'll come up with something to keep us that way.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be super awesome. Anyway, so... what a great show. Hey, everybody, we do thank you for joining us. Mike, sorry I didn't get to you. Actually, hang on. Mike, if you can hold the phone for a bit, maybe we'll chat for a second when we get done here, as far as that goes. Hey, everybody, we
I didn't even get to car shows this week. That's how busy it was.
We're super busy running down the show.
So just look it up on your own, everybody.
Just look it up on your own. All you got to do is use that Google box.
Why do I have to be the Google person all the week for all you listeners out there? Come on.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, man. I tell you what. So we're going to run this down fast, obviously. We're probably about, what do we got, 45 seconds you're going to tell me now?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at that. You don't have me to have a timer.
Exactly. You just have that internal clock.
I do. San Diego and everybody else out there. Hey, man, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Make sure and join us next week as we'll be back live doing Auto Talk Radio for sure. Some great stuff coming as we're always talking cars. Take care. Be safe. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.